Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Wednesday, November 29th coffee table. I'm Natalie, and this morning I am here with Carolyn Applegate. Carolyn is here this morning to talk about the new books that they have coming out for, is this the title of the book? Okay, the book is called Murder in a Quiet County. How intriguing. And it's by Tabitha Stokesbury and Kay Snodgrass. It is a collection of books from the Norton County Genealogical Society, Volume 1, Murder in a Quiet County. And so Carolyn's going to tell us a little bit about this book and then how we can go about getting one for ourselves. Very exciting. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Well, I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you here this morning. So tell us a little bit about this book. Now, this is in line with the genealogy books that you've had come out before.
Right. The books we did the last 2 years were The Families of Norton County, and those books are still available. And we indexed 500 family names from the history of Norton County.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, well, I didn't submit a story about my family. There could be a story in there that someone else submitted.
Right. You may not even know, right? Yeah,
right.
That's your own family.
So those books are still available. And this year, we're coming out with a series called Back in Time.
And these books are the Norton County, Kansas Family Stories, 1872 to 2022, and there's two volumes of them.
Those we did for the, remember that word we had such a hard time with, sesquicentennial?
Sesquicentennial, which I can say now. Practice.
Practice, there you go. And this is just a follow-up because we found people were very interested in the history of the county, so we decided to focus on certain aspects. This series is called Back in Time. The first one is what we call the murder book, and it covers 91 years.
Oh my.
From 1872. We haven't done any of the modern ones because those families are still around and they're
could be sensitive,
very sensitive.
Yeah.
So we stopped with the murder 60 years ago. There's nothing
more of a history than
it's
than
all
it is
history.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you before I talk about the murder book, the Back in Time series, the next book coming out is Natural Disasters: Dust storms, cyclones, blizzards, prairie fires, floods, and infestations in Norton County. And then we're going to have a book called Outlaws, Lawmen, and Lawyers.
Hmm.
Outlaws and Their Crimes, The Lawmen That Caught Them, The Lawyers and Judges Who Brought Justice.
Well, that's intriguing.
Schools of Norton County, Rural and Town District, The Activities, The Schoolhouses. And there'll be others. But we wanted people to know that we now do desktop publishing. We sold enough books of the hard copy during sesquicentennial. We were able to update our electronics in the library, and our computer talks to our new printer, and it's just all fancy. So we do these a book at a time. And the Back in Time book sells for $20. And it was written by Tabitha Stokesbury when she was going through cancer treatment last year and had a lot of time on her hands. So her mother, Kay, who is the president of the Genealogy Society, did research on these murders and took them to Tabitha to put together. So they're made up of the actual documents, court documents, the trials, the newspaper stories, the obituaries. Everything was written at the time. So eyewitness accounts of all of this. So it's a compilation of all those historical pieces. There are 33 stories in here. The first one starts with in in 1872, which is when the county started, there was a horse thief. And this guy that had his horse stolen got really mad about it. And back in those days, this was really the Wild West. Everybody wore a gun. You read these stories, and up until the 20s, everybody was wearing a gun every day. It's amazing to me. Anyway, they the owner of the horse came upon the thief and got his horse back, and he still shot the guy 15 times, then took his boots and put them on.
No, my.
Walked away. So it's just amazing.
A lot of interesting stories. When can somebody purchase this book?
This book is available now. How you find out about it, how you put your order in for it, you go to the Norton County Library to the desk. They have a yellow tablet. You write down which book you want. Do you want the family history? Do you want this book? And we also have another one that I'll talk about. So there's more than one book available. You put your name and phone number on that, and we will print you up a book and get it delivered. And, you know, it's a good thing for Christmas.
Well, I was going to ask you that. So if somebody wanted to make this a Christmas gift, especially to somebody who may have lived here before that doesn't live here anymore, with some history, or someone that still lives here and doesn't know these stories, when do they need to get this ordered in order to get a book by Christmas?
Like I said, we print them one by one. And so they need to have their order in by the middle of December, by the 15th. And it costs $5 to mail it.
Okay.
So.
And then how much is the book?
$20.
So for $25, you got a little history on. What a great gift that is, and a unique gift, because, you know, it means a lot of people. People love history, and it means a lot to people.
It is, and it was so intriguing. And all of these are different parts of the county. You'll recognize people who are on the jury. You'll recognize cases and things. But
and then what's the title of the second book?
The next book coming up will be Natural Disasters.
Okay, but that's not ready yet.
No.
Okay.
The Natural Disasters, Outlaws and Lawmen, they're not ready yet.
Okay.
The other book that I want to talk about is put out by the Norton Living History Museum, the group that does the Adobe House and the Hillman School. And when they did cemetery tours for the sesquicentennial, they researched the old part of the cemetery, researched the names, and what they've done is they've written a history, and as they took those tours around and used their notes, Heather Collins compiled all those notes. So they are doing these books, again, printed one by one.
And where can you get these books at?
Heather can be reached. I have a phone number for her. We don't take phone numbers. We don't give a phone number for this book. You need to go to the library to order it.
Right.
But the library, I want to say, the library does not have the books. You don't give them money. You only put your name on a sheet, and then we contact you.
Okay.
Heather Collins is a 785 number, 821-5114.
Okay, and I'm going to keep that number because if anybody is listening and they don't have a time to write it down or get that number, they can call and we can give it to them.
And she has informed me that at their, it's called their night tours by lantern light out at the Adobe House will be December 21st, 22nd, 23rd. And she's informed me that they will have books there.
Oh, good. Oh, good. So if you hear this and it's intriguing to you and you want to get a book, you can do that and go to the tour, which those tours are awesome.
Those night tours by lantern, and especially the Christmas tour where they have the cookies and the Adobe decorated, and you know, it's really wonderful.
Brings you back, doesn't it? I mean, it kind of relaxes you. That's what I like about it. It kind of brings you down a notch, and it relaxes you and it reminds you of what it's all about.
Well, we're happy that there's somebody else interested in documenting Norton County history and the families. And you know, where unlike the historical society and museum, which deals in artifacts and hard pieces for display, we're the paper people. And we keep the documents that are marriage licenses and obituaries and things like that. And the society meets the second Monday of the month at 5 o'clock. And you can come to those meetings and people will help you search your family. There's lessons that we give in different ways to research and places to look. The last time we did some things on the Civil War and how to research family members there.
So if you've ever been interested in genealogy but never knew where to start, you guys are probably the best place to start, right?
We are.
Yeah.
The genealogy room is at the back of the library. It's open to the public, but it's usually better if you, there's numbers on the door, call somebody and they will come up and help you.
All right.
But right now, we wanted you to know about the murder in Aquia County so that you could get your Christmas book ordered.
I'm going to order one because I think that is so intriguing. And, you know, people, the history. I love history. Now, I think a lot of people love history. So that's awesome. And again, what a great Christmas gift.
Yeah. It's intriguing, and it's volume one. The next one out with all the natural disasters, that'll be interesting, too.
I love that, too, that you guys already have, like, three more other books planned. And so there's something good to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, there's different people researching them.
Right. And it's different perspectives, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
and
awesome.
Again, it's all out of the county records, so.
And I bet you that Tabitha, you know, God bless her, she was going through a lot when she wrote this, but I bet you that it was a great distraction.
It helped her.
And I bet you that she really enjoyed learning all this. And it would drag me in so far that I would have to keep doing it over and over again to different things.
Well, one of the things about the murder book is it wasn't that we were interviewing people. It was all done with research materials. Now, the ones that are about the natural disasters, we will be interviewing people. If you have a family story in your family lore and legend about a tornado or a prairie fire or infestation, write it down. Get it to the genealogy library, and we will try to include you in that book.
Because the perspectives from the people that experienced it are going to be, maybe through the same exact disaster, will be so different.
That's true.
And that's very intriguing.
And those people aren't with us anymore.
Right.
All we have is the spoken word through the descendants.
The family stories.
So it's up to the descendants to make their ancestors' story known. So we'll work with them. They don't have to be a writer.
No.
They just have to have the information. We'll make it into a book.
That's right. And that's why, let me tell you all right now, it's important to listen to all the stories that grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles tell you because, you know, it's history. And someday you may be repeating those stories to somebody for a book.
Right.
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 I love this. Carolyn, I love that you guys are doing this. The first two books Mandy and I have had a great time with. We have two down here. We look at them all the time. And they're very interesting to go through and look at the history of Norton. And now you're starting with other things that have to do with Norton and history and interesting. And wow. Yeah, I want a book.
I want the Outlaws and Lawmen. I think that's going to be a good one, too.
That'll be very interesting, yes. And I think a lot of people may read that one and be like, really?
Well, I think when they read the trials and court documents on some of these murder in a small county.
And it's so easy. Just go to the library and sign up, and then you guys contact
and
them.
And we'll contact them.
And let them know when to look at their book and how
right.
they can pay for them and
right.
stuff like that. But the library is taking the reservations or...
Yes.
I'm trying to think of a good word for it.
At the front desk, there's a sign-up page.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. We don't like to bother the library. It's not their project. They don't have the books. They can't take any money.
But thanks to them for letting you have that sign-up page there.
Yes.
Because it's very convenient.
Yeah,
so
we appreciate that.
Well, thanks for coming in and letting us know about this. So I'm looking forward to seeing you at least, three, four more times with those other titles?
Everything takes time. It's not like we do this full time, you know.
No, I know. But I still look forward to seeing you when these new books come out so we could talk about them.
Yeah.
And Murder in a Quiet County. is the name of the book, and it's by Tabitha
Stokesbury
and Kay Snodgrass.
Mother and daughter.
Oh, well, that's awesome, too. I love that. Yeah. And so stop by the Norton Public Library, and the sign-up sheet is at the desk. You can just sign up, and then somebody from the Genealogy Society will contact you about getting you your book. It's to make a great Christmas present, but like Carolyn said, they print these books up, so if you wanted to have it as a Christmas present, and you know you want to do it now, go ahead and get your name written down and get it ordered so they can get them printed up. And because, you know, that's not an easy task to bind them up and print them up and everything. So, and you're doing it on as they go.
It's a labor intensive book.
I'm sure it is a labor intensive book. And it also probably has a lot of love behind all the stories and the work. So, right. Thanks, Carolyn, for all you do.
Thank you.
And I hope you guys. I am going to go sign up for a book, and I hope that all of you do. And, you know, if you've got that relative that used to live here and has moved away or still lives here and is interested in the history, or you want to remind them maybe of little bit things that have gone on, stop at our Norton Public Library and sign up for the book. Like Carolyn said, the library is not really handling it, but they do have a sign-up sheet at the desk. So just go and sign up, and the Genealogy Society will get a hold of you. And I do have Heather Collins' number here. If anybody wants to call about the book for the Living History Museum, the Norton Cemetery Tours book, and I'll give it to you right now, 785-821-5114.
And that will be available at their lantern tours.
At the lantern tours. And those are the 22nd, 23rd, or 24th. 21st, 22nd, 23rd?
You got it.
Okay.
Awesome. 6:30.
At 6:30 at night. And that's the lantern turns. And if you haven't been on those before, you might want to try to make plans to do that, because that is really, that's a great night. And boy, talk about getting into the spirit of the season. That'll help you do that, too.
The lantern tours are beautiful.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Yeah.
Well, Carolyn, thank you so much for coming in. I'm so happy to have you here. I'll have to say there was a little bit of a mix-up in our scheduling. We've had a crazy last week and a half, I'll tell you. Manny and I both been sick, and so the schedule was a little bit messed up, and I had forgot that Carolyn was coming in. But I am so happy that you did come in, and I got a chance to talk to you and find out about these books, because that makes me very happy to be able to go and get that. I have some relatives I'm going to get that for. So
Good.
All right. Well, I appreciate everybody listening this morning to our coffee table show. And again, you can stop at the library and sign up for Murder in a Quiet County. And then they will get a hold of you about getting that book to you. Okay, thank you, Carolyn. Thank you to everybody for listening this morning. And I hope have a beautiful day. 59 degrees today. It's going to get cold starting tomorrow, so enjoy today. And in the meantime, don't forget about Mandy and I tomorrow for Party Line. Same time, same place.